This is your daily mind medicine.
What's up, crew? Happy Thursday. I hope you're fired up and ready to go. It's an amazing season, amazing time in history that we have fallen into. It's a choice. Your philosophy about the world is a choice. Some people believe that the world is getting worse, but if you look at just basic facts and reality, the world has never been a safer place. It's never been a more opportunistic place. It does not matter whether you are having a rough go or not. The facts are that you have opportunity and that there's never been more opportunity. So you got to choose the way that you view things and think about how you're thinking about your progress in life. I want to talk to you for a second about energy. The future belongs to the enthusiastic, those with energy. In fact, if you study people worth studying, oftentimes it's the people who just have the most energy. They just keep going. You lose more, not through mistakes, but you lose more through just like fatigue. In fact, you could make a case that mistakes come from fatigue. When you lose energy and you cannot think things through, and you know the feeling where it's just like kind of burnout and giving up, and I doubt anyone is feeling that right now because we just came off of holiday and just came off a break. But mind this fact: at a certain point this year, you will wake up and you will not feel like going. And so how do we deal with those situations when we feel like we are running out of energy or we don't necessarily have a big vision that's pulling us into the future? I read a quote that actually somebody tagged me in, and it was apparently it's my quote from last year. I don't remember it, but said, you know, when current circumstances are affecting you, it means you're not as plugged in to your vision as you should be. And this is the secret. I think this is the secret to keeping flow, to keeping energy, to keeping your pace when things are bogging you down or slowing you down, is a connection point with a place in the future that is far enough away to be motivating and exciting, but it's close enough to be effective. Here's what I mean by that. If it's like, if my connection point with the future is 100 years, whatever. I don't really care that much. It's 100 years, bro. Like, I got so much time between now and then. I'm not really that connected to it. It's ineffective. But if the connection point in my future is tomorrow, it might not be inspiring. There's not enough time for me to change a bunch of stuff between now and tomorrow. So the sweet spot, and this is different for everybody, you've got to think this through on your own. The sweet spot is when it's far enough away to be exciting and motivating, but it's close enough that it's effective. It makes me actually feel like at some point soon I will be there. So for me, like if I tell you right now, I'm thinking this through as I progress through this month. My point is like the middle of March. Just being real with you, I don't know when this is hitting the podcast, by the way, but this is being released in the first week of January. And if you're not inside the private community for Daily Mind Medicine, you should do that. TaylorAWelch.com/daily, DAILY. TaylorAWelch.com/daily. You can plug in because there's a community built up around this. Motivational content, different things. It's all free. Just hop in, check it out. But the middle of March for me is when I'm like, okay, that's a connection point for me. Then I've got another one that's towards the end of November, beginning of December. That's another one of 2024. Then I've got another one that's 3 years out. And so you can see, boom, 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 my connection points are close enough that I'm like, yo, middle of March will be here pretty quick. But there's a lot you can get done in 70 days. A lot. Like, I could write 2 books in 70 days. I could change the face of my business in 70 days. Like, there's a lot that you can do in 70 days of consistent action. So it's far enough away that I've got some momentum that I can build, but it's close enough that I know it's going to be here before I know it. Then you get the end of November. It's like Thanksgiving area of this year. And it's like, you know, the year's basically done at that point. Here, did we hit our targets? Did we not? And it's that moment where we're starting to plan the next year. And then 3 years from now, a good rule of thumb is just a three-year target is usually more effective than a 5-year or a 10-year. Getting out to 10 years is difficult. But after that, I've got 100-year. But 100 years for the purposes, only for the purposes of making sure that I don't mess up by doing dumb things now. So long-term targets typically prevent you from making short-term mistakes, but short-term targets get you excited to move past current resistance. Anyways, here's the key. It's a little bit longer than the normal episode length, but it's important. Check in with yourself often. Check in with yourself often. Not yourself from today, but yourself from the future. Consult with the version of yourself that lives in your future. What are they saying to you? How are they advising you? How are they inspiring you? And your energy comes from these frequencies, the frequency of check-in. That's all I got for you today. Adios. Let's make it a good one.